All right, let's do it. Podcast time. Ooh. Ooh.
Toot, toot. Toot,
toot. so many train noises today from you for some reason. My grandma.
It came from my grandma, so she was a huge Michigan Wolverine fan. I mean, like, religious. Dude. Yeah. All grandmas loved a certain college team. Mm-hmm. But, dude, every time they'd score, toot, toot. Dude, grandma start tooting, dude. It was hilarious, dude. So even as a kid, dude, we were always into trains, I guess.
Toot, toot.
What?
I love it. Anyway, no, this is not about trains. This is the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
No, I'm going to read you a Thomas of the Train book.
Yeah, here
we go.
That's
what we're doing for the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Actually, one of these times we should. Let's just read a full children's book front to back.
Shining Time Station.
The Puppy Who Lost His Way. Anyways, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Check them out, man. I know the riding season is almost done, but that doesn't mean that Gilson can't get your bike ready for the next riding season. Keep it tuned up. Keep it running right. Go see him. Gilson.
Gilson.
Fact number one, opinion number one. A kangaroo word is one that contains all the letters of a synonym. What the fuck is a kangaroo word? Is one that contains all the letters of a synonym. Like the word chicken has all the letters for the word hen inside it, or masculine contains the word male.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a crazy weird chicken. So yeah, hen. What was the other one?
Masculine has the word male in it. M-A-L-E. Okay. You know, some masculine male.
Yeah.
That was a stupid fucking...
People got some fucking time on their hands, man.
Yeah. And man. I was like, a kangaroo word? Like, what? Wait, so it's kangaroo? No, that one...
Wow, masculine has M-A-N in it, which is also the same thing as masculine, which is a synonym. And then...
This is stupid. What a dumb fact. I'm sorry, everybody. Scrap it. Forget you even listened to that
part. Apologize, you rotten bitch.
I'm sorry. Fact number two, opinion number two. The first Got Milk ad was directed by Michael Bay. A history expert has to answer who shot Alexander Hamilton to win the radio contest, but he can't say Aaron Burr because he's been eating peanut butter and needs milk. I remember this commercial, man.
Did the milk explode? Like,
and then
Michael Bay.
And then doves like flew slowly in the background as he walked through the fireball. That's crazy that he did. But yeah, I remember that commercial, man. And yeah, there's a guy, he's eating like a peanut butter sandwich. And yeah, he's just looking for milk and everything. So good stuff. All those Got Milk ads. Those were fun.
Fun. With the milk mustaches.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the Cindy Crawford one where she's in that white like tank top and those high-waisted acid-washed jeans. Delicious.
Nice.
Drink her milk. What?
Whoa.
Fact number three, opinion number three, before I say anything else terrible. The X-Men movie in 2000, The Mansion, where Professor Xavier lived and trained his mutant students, is the same mansion where they filmed Billy Madison.
Oh, really?
It's called Parkwood Estates, and it's just outside Toronto.
Billy, sweet Billy boy.
I knew you would go back. No one can stop you if you try. Don't I have a nice rack?
Yes.
Hey, kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead.
I was dead.
But when I fell over,
I just broke my leg and got a hemorrhage in my head.
We're here to help you, Billy. Get back to school today. You gotta work real hard and stick it out till graduation day.
Nice, dude.
We were joking before. I can't do fucking long division anymore, but I can remember the song in Billy Madison.
Do you have any more gum? More gum? More gum?
Do you have any more gum? Oh my god!
You know what's funny? I could sing you. I could sing you Disney tunes. I could sing you. You're right though. But when it comes to long division,
life skills that I actually
count me.
But actually, you know, we don't need life skills anymore. You know what?
Doesn't make you happy.
No,
the songs make you happy.
And I got a calculator. I got a supercomputer in my pocket. I'm fine. Anyway.
Yeah, by the way, that fact, though, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy, man. Fact number four, opinion number four. The word whiskey comes from the Gaelic phrase that translates to water of life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think
until the next day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever drank whiskey and been like, that's the water of life. Usually it's, I'm fucking dying, man.
Right. The only water is the water coming out of my butt the next day. Dude.
There's some people that just love their whiskey, man. I went through a small phase. You do. Now hold on. You like you don't just drink straight whiskey though. You're drinking whiskey and Coke.
I know, and some people are, it's not really the way you drink. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Drink straight whiskey.
So
dude, I'm telling you. You're gonna sit here and tell me that there's what's better than the Jack and Diet? I don't know.
See, I like rum. I like spice rum better than Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I used to drink the spice rum and I really did like the spice rum, and then one day, I don't know, somebody said, try this. It's a Jack or Diet. I was like, damn. But you know what? I think it has a lot of sugar in it, too, though.
It does. Well, I don't think, no, whiskey doesn't. Whiskey doesn't have any sugar in it. But if you're drinking, like, a Jack and Coke, that's what also gets you, too, is, like, the sugar.
That's why I was doing the diet.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Diet's always a little bit better. But, again, that also doesn't mask the flavor. And, of course, too, what people and what I do... is I don't measure it out. You go to a bar, there's ice in there, they do one 1.5 ounce shot and then the rest soda. So that sucks. Does taste good, but when you do it at home, it's glug, 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 splash of diet.
I think it tastes better with more in it.
With more in it?
Yeah.
I went through a phase there, and Kiki was, I don't know how I got into it, but she kind of, she let me lean into it, and she ended up getting me like a glass, like an actual whiskey glass, and then I got like the whiskey ball, the ice balls.
Did you grow a fucking beard too? Most interesting.
Yeah, exactly. But then I was like, it's so much work, and whiskey's expensive, you know, because I'm a cheap ass.
It is.
I hate how snooty some people get with their whiskey. Oh, yeah, this is an 18-year Glenlivet. I'm like, it still tastes like fucking shit. Shut up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Some people slap you for saying that.
You know
that.
What I want? I want cheap-ass vodka mixed with a bunch of shit so I don't taste it, and it goes down like water.
Straight up Russian. Dude. Yeah.
You know what I did the other day? You know what I did the other day? I got a half pint. When I went fishing there, testing out the boat and the trolling motor, I stopped and I got a half pint of Papa vodka, all right, cheap vodka. It's like $2.89. I got two Natty Light tall boys and a half pint of Popov. It was like $6. It was fantastic.
Out the door. You know what? You're probably hammered.
Yeah, that's exactly. You can get hammered that way. But what I did was I got these, drink packets, you know, the lemonade, like you pour it in the water.
Yeah,
so I took a iced tea packet and a lemonade packet. I poured it in that pop off, shook it up. It burnt going down, but it tasted good.
Jesus Christ. We got fucking Bill Nye, the Science Guy over here making concoctions from iced tea and powders and drinks.
My liver's got to just look like just garbage.
Your liver's looking up at you like Lee Trevino from Happy Gilmore, shaking his head. What are you doing?
Just fucking stop already.
What is this?
Stop it. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Here's the thing, though, is in the summer, I'm not a Jack and Diet guy.
No.
Like, I'm like straight up, like this summer, I discovered the seltzers. Yeah, you can call me a pussy. I would have called myself a pussy in the beginning of the summer, too, because I was like, there's no way you're going to ever find me with a seltzer in my hand.
Yeah. Dude, they're good, man.
But, dude, you can put them on ice. That's a game changer, dude.
Well, it's nice, too. Again, you know, I do. I love Busch Light. I love Natty. I actually do love those beers. They're great. They're financially responsible. You know, you can get a 30-rack of Natty for, what, $17?
Yeah.
$20 after you do the bottle deposit. But I love that, you know, but it is nice sometimes having a little change of flavor. You know, you get a little pineapple. We tried the new flavor, the Bud Light seltzers with the pineapple and the cranberry and everything. Dude, delicious, man. It's nice to change it up. So, yeah,
it is. Switch it up.
All right. I digress. Fact number five, opinion number five. In 1893, a congressman proposed a constitutional amendment that would rename the country to the United States of Earth. obviously it didn't pass.
The United States of Earth.
I'm surprised.
The whole entire Earth.
I'm surprised that didn't pass. You know what I mean? Because back then, we thought pretty highly of ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah, for sure. We pretty much just took anything we wanted.
That's ours.
That's ours. We'll just claim it.
This is yours now. That's yours. We want this. Give us this. Take that. Yep.
Awesome. Oh, and if you bitch about it, we'll just kill you.
We'll kill you.
Isn't it? God.
How about that? Fucking murder you.
I mean, we are reaping the benefit. Dude, I got to say, we are reaping the benefits of it. But
reaping.
You really look back.
Reaping.
Dude. Reeking? What did I say? Reeking? Reeking?
Reeking?
Are you drunk on whiskey? Did you have some water of life already?
Just some water of life, man. We are reaping the benefits of it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but you look back and you're like, ah, damn.
I can't wait for Columbus Day. It's coming up. It's like 2 weeks away. Man. And I'm just so fucking excited. Our ancestors sucked. They were terrible people.
All right. You know what? Maybe, I don't know why this made me think of the old-timey wigs. You know, he said 1893 mm-hmm. back in the day. I was watching a podcast, and somebody had to go to a court in England, and they were talking about it. And the guy's like, yeah, the fucking judge still puts the big-ass wig on. He, like, carries it in, dude.
Fucking stupid.
This is 2020, dude. This is 2020. He carries the big-ass white wig in. He says, dude, it was the weirdest thing ever. And then he, like, gets his robe on. And then he, like, sets his wig on his head and gets it all nice and straight. Dude, he was like, what is going on?
Dude, I would just die laughing. I'd be like,
seriously?
You look fucking ridiculous. And, you know, back in the day.
Like, he said it was like 3 feet tall, too. Yeah. Like, it was just
and you know,
ridiculous.
Back in the day, those had like they had lice, de-lousing powder in there. Yeah, because of fucking lice.
Fucking burn it, burn that thing, dude. Just
that's why whenever I see people try to romanticize the back then, I'm like, no, it was garbage. People were shitting in the streets, and they had de-lousing powder in their wigs. Come on.
The epic, dude. Some guy loses a court case and he walks up, just swats that thing off his head.
That's what I think of you, Judge.
There's a big puff of dust. Or he takes it and punts it across.
Oh, man.
Fuck this. Yeah, what a dumb thing, though. Right there, that just tells you, like, all right, we get it. You know, tradition, blah, 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 but come on.
Yeah, exactly. It just let it go, all right? You know, you guys already bow down to a little baby, so shut up.
Like, is there anything over there that they're like, dude, he's American? We went over there, he's Americans. Is it like, what is it that we still do that we think is
normal?
Well,
no, they love, like, they just love picking on, like, oh, all their guns and you know, all their shootings and oh, everyone's fat over there, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they love making fun. They think we're a stupid country.
Not wrong.
I tell you what, though, I will take all of the faults of the United States over anything over there.
Yeah, I'd rather be a gun wielding fatty than have to wear.
And you know what we need to
wig.
Point out too is, hey, you're welcome that we came over and helped you out. You guys would be wearing little Hitler mustaches and the Aryan race if it wasn't for you're welcome. I love how they rip on us and they forget that we fucking saved their lives. You know what? Suck it, Europe. So we should have let. You know what? It pisses me off.
Why do I imagine like us at the playground and like Europe's we're America there over there we're yelling at them on the play. Yeah. You know what? Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're on the playground and the little Hitler kids being mean to everyone. And
we came in there and beat them up for you.
They're like, yeah, can you guys come at me? Like, no, fuck you guys. Yeah. Yeah. They're sitting over here ripping on. It really bothered me when Bush was president, you know, and whatever. All presidents have their faults, but they just went to town on Bush. And I'm like, you know what? Shut
Relax.
Up. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I kind of look. You look back; everybody rips on the president always, at the time. But you look back, dude, and I'm like, I'd take Bush right now over anybody.
I'd take Bush over their stupid little toddler that they're bowing down to. Oh, Prince George, yeah, he's 4 years old. Let's bow to him. Shut up! Come on, you and your powdered wigs. Your powdered wig catches on fire. Anyway,
punt that thing off a bridge.
Yeah, with you in it.
That's hilarious.
I am unapologetically patriotic. All right. Well, that's
true American. Right?
Yeah, true American. True American. All right.
They're just shaking their heads right now. Just like, Jesus.
Good shaking. Yeah, that you keep shaking too hard, that powder wig's going to fall off, morons. All right. Well, that is going to do it here for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time with more facts and more opinions. Later.